This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Today we want to look at Proverbs 22 at verse 6. This is a familiar passage to many. It simply says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." There has been some considerable debate on this particular passage, but there are several things about it that can help us to better understand a responsibility that we might have as parents. First, the very fact that it is a proverb tells us that it is generally true, but not necessarily an infallible fact. The fact is, there are good parents who have done the best they can with children, and when their children get older, they do depart, whether it be from a spiritual path or from a path that they have chosen in terms of vocation or something along those lines. In other words, sometimes parents raise their children and their children choose to do otherwise. I'm reminded of a friend that had breeded miniature schnauzers for so long, and she said she preferred schnauzers over children because as schnauzers age, they don't change their mind. Children are not always like that. Our children will grow up and reject the upbringing that they've had and, of course, change their mind and not do what they're supposed to do. Another debate, another idea that surrounds Proverbs 22:6 is around whether it's talking about the spiritual path. Train up a child in the way that he should go spiritually, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Or the Hebrew language seems to indicate that perhaps it's train up a child in the way that he is bent. Not all children are meant to be doctors and lawyers. Some people are meant to be other things. And we can find our children, we find what fits their mold. We get to know our children. And perhaps it's even the case that this particular passage has a reference to both ideas. The spiritual upbringing, of course, we understand parents are charged with a command in the Bible to give their children the spiritual guidance that they need, but then it can also be to the physical upbringing, that we know our children well enough to know the way that they're bent, what suits them well, and how they can be productive in adulthood. There are several words in this passage that are worthy of consideration. One word is the word train. Train up a child in the way that he should go. It involves boundaries, but it also involves setting goals. It involves the idea of knowing who our children are and having boundaries in place. That's your discipline. But also having goals in place for our children. What do we want our children to do? How do we want them to be? And then we can also look at the word child. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I think perhaps one of the saddest things in our culture is the idea that once we hit the age of 18, we're no longer responsible for our children. Our children are no longer responsible to the parents. Passages like "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right," don't indicate any kind of age limit. It doesn't tell us that we should stop obeying our parents in the Lord when we turn 18 or 21 or whatever the magical number might be. And further, we know now through brain scans and so forth that a brain hasn't even completely developed by age 18 or 21. That development and that maturity doesn't actually take place until the mid-20s. So the idea being that parents have a responsibility to their children all of their lives. Certainly, in terms of a normal lifespan, parents don't generally bury their children. But throughout the duration of their life, the parents' life, they have a responsibility to their children. So train up a child, that includes infancy, youth, and even beyond. But then also, we look at this phrase, in the way that he should go. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. What that tells us is that there is a way a child should not go. Certainly there's a spiritual application, but I'd say there's also a physical application. That this tells us very clearly there is a right way and a wrong way. And the emphasis of the passage is to focus on the right way. And then, of course, we see the last phrase, "And when he is old, he will not depart from it." We see consequences in place that when we do what we're supposed to do in terms of parenting, we get the benefit of a good, productive child, of a spiritually grounded child. And we see a time that when the child is old, he takes accountability for himself. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.